Howdy, howdy, howdy. Welcome. Happy Wednesday. Happy Q&A day. Happy almost the end of the month day. Happy nighttime eating workshop week. Right? The week is finally here. It is Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. I know I'm so excited about it. It's going to be off the chain and I cannot wait. I may have already seen all the information because I know some people, and it is amazing. So y'all are in for a treat, treat. And we also have the amazing Kathy Hartman with us today in the chat and in the Q&A. So if you have questions you want me to answer, make sure that you post them in the Q&A and I'll get to them. Because that's really what this call is all about. I am going to say a couple of things about staying consistent with your habits that you've built this month. We're going to talk about that for sure, but just for a couple minutes, because I want to make sure I get your questions answered. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here today. And so I already mentioned the nighttime eating workshop, and then we are going to spend the entire month of May on nighttime eating. So the way that Sunday is going to work, I'll give you a peek behind the curtain. We have got some videos, then Corinne is going to teach and we're going to coach. And so those videos, she's already recorded in her amazing studio, and it's going to be turned in basically to like a little course. So you'll be able to go back and watch those videos. So we're going to be working through all aspects. We're going to be diving deep into what you're going to learn on Sunday all month long next month in May. And it's going to be really, really good. So who doesn't want to spend a whole month on nighttime eating? Hello. So, and then in June, we're going to do an emotional eating reset. We're going to be talking all things emotional eating. So by July, we're going to have our eating under control. All that bullshit emotional eating that we do, it's going to be locked down. We're going to lock it down. So these next couple months are probably the most favorite months that we've ever planned inside of No BS. Like, it is great to talk. You know, we talk about the four basics: eating when you're hungry, stopping at enough, drinking your water, human basic needs, all of those things. That's what creates weight loss. But what happens on those days, like Kathy did her call last night, how to feel the hard stuff without eating. She's talking about all that emotional eating stuff, and we all do it. We do it because we're happy. We eat because we're sad. We eat because we're pissed off. We eat because we're bored. We eat because we're tired. We eat whatever. We eat for all these reasons. And if it was just as simple as plug and play the four basics, we would all be thin by now. But then the four basics sound amazing until you have a bad day, until you're upset. And so we're going to dive into all that over the next couple of months. We're going to get to the root of it. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. So I'm very excited about these next few months. And then I was in Nashville last week, went to Corinne's house, and we met for 2 days, all about y'all and the amazing things that are coming up inside of No BS. Oh my God. I can't tell you. I really can't tell you yet. It's very in baby stages, but big comings up. So I'm super excited about it. Chris is involved in a lot of it, our tech guru. So, he's got to work on some stuff, figure some stuff out, but big things are coming. So, Sue says, I refuse to eat over this ridiculous bill I got from the hospital. Two shoulder surgeries later and physical therapy. I hear you, Sue. So the first thing we're going to talk about today is, before I get to your questions, is with this month we spent cleaning up our environment, right? To get ready for all this emotional eating stuff. Because emotional eating, nighttime eating is difficult, right? For a lot of it, it's for nighttime eating. Some of it's a habit. But if we can control what we can control, if we can set up our environment to make it easier on us when we are feeling emotional, when we are in that nighttime eating habit, whatever loop that we get ourselves in, if you can have your environment set up so that it makes it a little bit easier on you. That's amazing, right? Like, that's why we did this month in preparation for these next 2 months. So now you've been cleaning out stuff. And if you haven't, you can still clean up your environment. It's a work in progress all the time. You can portion out those snacks. You can put your foods that you typically run to when you're emotionally eating in a different spot. The treats, the snacks that you love, put them somewhere else. Your Instagram feed, your TikTok feed, your Facebook feed. Set up that environment. Follow Mel Robbins, follow Corinne, follow Jay Shetty, follow all of these people that inspire you. So that when you're scrolling, you get reminded of your goals. Follow James Clear. Follow all of those people on social media so that you are creating. Because it's, remember, when you clean up your environment, it's not all about taking stuff away. Sometimes it's adding things in. If you're struggling with water, get all your water and set it out in front of you in the beginning of the day. If you are trying to increase your protein, make a protein drawer in your refrigerator. If you want to be reminded of your goals, set up your social media feeds. Input that into your life. It's not all about taking stuff away. Because a lot of times we think environmental cleanup, we got to purge everything, got to get rid of everything, can't have this, can't have that, can't have the other thing. But sometimes it is including things in our lives. So don't forget that too. We're not just purging, we're going to add the good. Take out the bad, put in the good. Rearrange the stuff that we want to not have all the time. Put that other stuff right in front of you so that you can see it. You can be reminded of your goals. That's the whole point of this month, what we've been doing. And you can do that now. I don't care if you haven't participated, it don't make no difference. Do it whenever. Do it whenever. So when you talk about how to keep these goals or these habits that you're having for life, there's a couple of things I want to tell you. First is, if you've been around for more than 5 minutes, you have probably heard me say, I love the book Atomic Habits. It was one of my favorite books ever. James Clear, awesome man. In his book, I'm probably misquoting him. It's been a while since I read it. Once is a mistake, twice is the start of a new habit. Once is a mistake, twice is the start of a new habit. So if you have a water goal and you've been working on, you've been pretty consistent with 64 ounces of water a day. And then today you just don't get it in. You just don't get it in. Like, for whatever shit happens, life happens, things go on. You know, there are days every once in a while I don't get my water in. I mean, it happens, right? Because life, because we're not aiming for perfection here. That's a mistake. The next day, you have a choice. Do you want to start a new habit of not getting your water in, or do you want to double down on your water? Those are little quits. It's okay that sometimes you don't write a plan. It's okay that every once in a while, you don't get your water in, or you stay up late, or whatever it is. But you want to watch when it happens more than one day. You do not want to go down that rabbit hole. You want to be aware, and then the next day, double down on it. So, didn't get my water in today. Tomorrow, I will double down. I will not go to bed till the water is drank. I don't know, whichever one it is. The other thing too is I'm still a member. I'm still an OBS woman like everybody else. I mean, let's be honest. But in my weight loss journey, things changed. My habits had to change. I was working in a nursing home. Then I went to home health. Then I came home to do all that stuff. All along the way, the habits that I had created, the processes I had created to lose my weight did not work. I had to reevaluate. So as you move from one stage of life to another, like maybe you're going to become an empty nester and like, what dinner prep or what food prep looks like for you now, it's gonna look different. Maybe you're gonna have to move your parents in with you or take care of your parents. So you're not gonna be at home as much anymore. Maybe you're gonna retire. You work in a full-time job, now you're gonna retire. Maybe You're going to start keeping your grandbabies a couple days a week. You haven't done that before. All along the way, reevaluate what is doable for you and make those adjustments. See what works. Because what worked for me when I was working in the nursing home, sure as shit did not work for me when I was driving around in my car all day, passing every fast food place, having to pee in going in every convenience store. I had to have different thoughts. I had to have different patterns. I had to have different things in place. I had to pack a cooler because I was in my car and I live in the South. What I could take, I didn't have a microwave. My food and everything changed for lunch. Couldn't just go pop it in the microwave, drive down the road eating out of a Tupperware. I had to change everything. And when things like that come up in your life, be very intentional about this is the change I'm going to make. I don't think this thing is going to work for me anymore, but I still really want to do it. Teachers, great example. Y'all got summer and school time. Y'all can't have struggle. You have like you know, you have to eat sometimes when you're not hungry at school. Because, you know, the kids, you can't just drink water willy-nilly in the school year because you can't go pee. It's about to be summertime again. Look at those habits. What do you want to change for the summer? Is it doable? Be fluid with yourself. Because what happens is you start to do things a little bit differently because your circumstances have changed. You're not intentional about it. You don't make a plan for that new thing. Next thing you know, habits have gone off the rails. So those are the two things you really want to think about. When circumstances change, look at your habits. Do they fit with the new circumstances? If they do, great. If not, what needs to adjust? What needs to shift? What do you need to move around a little bit to make it happen for you? And then those, watch out for those little quits. Once is a mistake, twice is the start of a new habit. We ain't got time to create a new habit we don't want. You've spent too much time creating the habits you want to give it up now. And then if you do start to notice those little quits, make sure that you reach out to ask coaches. If you are in a transition period and you're like, my whole life is about to change, whatever it is, go to ask coaches, sign up for private coaching, email us, post in face, whatever it is, let us help you figure it out. Because like I said, I did the transition. Every coach at No BS has made a big transition, you know, from working outside to working at home. We've got coaches who are empty nesters. We've got coaches who are, you know, taking care of their parents. We've got coaches who are taking care of grandbabies a couple days a week. Like, we've been in all those spots. We can absolutely help you. You just got to ask us. We'll help you. All right. Any questions about that? Annette, Annette is going to be working with Coach Christie. So that is exciting. All righty. Big question. I have been here since March and I never heard clearly on this topic. How do we set our ideal weight? Do our bodies have a natural weight? Okay, great question. We do talk about that in the No BS Weight Loss course. And you can also go over to the maintenance course. If you're past 30 days, the whole first section is also about like making sure that you're good with your goal weight. So you can do that. Here was my thing. I'll be quite honest. I had never really gotten below 200 pounds. So my goal was 199. I picked a number lower than the number I was at, and I headed that way. Because here's the thing. It is not written in stone. You can change it. It's amazing what happens. You get down there, I got to 199, and I'm like, huh. I mean, I'm still losing weight. Wonder what would happen if I got to like 180. I just picked another number lower than the number I was. That's how it works. Because if you were like me, for a lot of us, I was never at a normal weight as an adult. I had no idea what it was going to look like. I had no idea what it was going to feel like. I had never had a normal relationship with food. I had no idea what it was going to be. So I just picked a number and ran that direction. And then when I got there, I reevaluated. There is no magic in that number. It just needs to be a number smaller than you are now and head that way. And then even when I picked 199, it felt big to me. So I've talked about this so many times. Then I had little mini goals along the way. I went from decade to decade. So when I was like 165, I was like, how do I get in? I mean, 265, how do I get in the 250s? How do I get there? What do I need to change right now to get me to the 250s? And then I got to 259. I'd be like, okay, what do I need to do to get in the 240s? That's how I did it. Because thinking about 199 or 180 or any number less than 200 or 10, more than 10 pounds from where I was felt like a hill too far to climb. It felt like too many changes to me. So that's how you pick an ideal goal weight. And I don't know that your body has a natural weight. You know, I think that there are, I think you will settle in. Like I have settled in. I have, follow the four basics. I do whatever and I easily stay about where I am. So you're not wanting to create, it's not about the goal weight that you want. It is. It's to lose weight and to be healthy and to feel as amazing as you deserve and all those other things. But it's also about creating the life that you want. How active do you want to be? Or are you able to be? What kind of foods do you enjoy? You know, all of those things are so important when you get there. And right now, I am happy as a clam. I can stay about right where I am. I have the food life that I love. I have the not quite the activity level that I love because, you know, my shoulder. But it's coming back. The physical therapist says I'm doing a good job. So it's about what does my life look like? And you'll get there and you're like, I am pretty happy. Is there anything else I want to tweak to lose a little bit more weight? Am I willing to level up something else? If the answer is yes, you can. And if the answer is no, then you stay. Because it is, could I be, you know, 170? I could. But I'd have to give up one. And I would probably, like, I'd have to level up some of my food choices. I just don't want to. I'm happy. I love the life I've created. And so I'm going to be right here. I go to the doctor and guess what? I'm overweight on my BMI. Does it bother me? No. But I have the life I love, which is way more important than being in that BMI range for me. And so that's my roundabout crazy answer about it. It's probably not the most eloquent answer. And people may disagree with me, and that's totally fine too. But it's about creating the life that you love. A life you are ready to wake up for every single day. Will the coaching part of Sunday's workshop be posted on the website afterwards? I can't make the live. Absolutely. Absolutely. It will be. It's going to take us a couple of days probably to get it up because we're going to, you know, it's a long day. So we're going to cut it up into bite-sized chunks for y'all. So it'll be a little bit more digestible. We don't just want to throw up like a 3.5, whatever hour coach fest. We want you to have a little bit of, it'll be by topics basically. So if you're not struggling with a topic or you listen to it and then you want to go back and look at something else again, it'll be easy to find, easy to digest, easy to get what you're looking for. So I think that's so good. Let's see. Sarah says, what is the Sunday coaching? So we have a coaching call every single Sunday. Corinne coaches every Sunday, but this week we are hosting a nighttime eating workshop. It's included in your membership. You just show up and get your learn on. We offer several workshops during the year. And so we just happen to be having a big one this weekend. which is amazing. I'm excited. My first 5 pounds is gone, just waiting for hunger and stopping and enough. Is that it, girl? I do the same until I get to my goal. Could it be that simple? Yes, it is. Sure is. Sure is. The only thing that might would change is, in the OBS weight loss course, we talk about good, better, best, right? And if you ever notice the scale start to slow down, mine did after about 25, 30 pounds. I didn't change anything I was eating. And then I started to level up some of my good, better, best. I went back to that lesson, to the good, better, best, and I leveled up some of my food. But that was it. It is that simple. I mean, there's water and things, but yeah, it sure is. Let's see. Christy Larson, I'm in a really good place in my life. Praise God. When I sit at night and purposely feel my feelings, I feel joy, happiness, and elation. I'm noticing these feelings feel similar to what happened? Oh, there it is. I'm noticing these feelings feel similar to anxiousness in my body. That is triggering me to want to eat to calm that vibration down. How can I tell myself joy and elation are safe feelings to feel, even though they are new to me and uncomfortable at times? You can chime in on this in the chat, Kathy Hartman. However, let's see. One thing I would say is joy and elation for me, I'm kind of like you. I feel kind of like, whatever. Anxiousness for me, I almost feel dread along with it. So that's how I can tell the difference. I would look, Kathy, I'm jumping on Kathy's. Let me know if I'm going the right direction, Kathy. I think for you, Christy, it is great just to put your hand over your heart because you already have your amazing thoughts. These feelings are just new to me. The only reason that I'm having a hard time right now is because I'm not used to feeling these feelings. I'm still safe. I'm in a great place. And Kathy even says sometimes joy and elation don't feel like they are deserved. Yeah, when you tell yourself that you are allowed to feel any feeling, you can get curious. I love what MJ is saying. Yes, it's like it just I'm feeling uncomfortable with this feeling right now because it is new to me and I'm not used to it. And that's okay. But I'm gonna let myself feel it because I want to get used to it because joy and elation are feelings that I want to foster and I want to cultivate and I want to get used to feeling them. So I'm just going to sit here right now and feel this and do that body scan as well. And the other thing you could do, Kathy, maybe like, MJ, just hush. You're doing so good. Just hush. The other thing that maybe you could do also is the next time that you're feeling anxious, do that body scan and identify where this joy and elation feel a little bit different than anxious. Because I bet there's a small difference in how you're feeling in your body, maybe. Let's see. I have tried to ask coaches several times over the years, but I don't find it helpful. Am I doing it wrong? Any tips for a better outcome? Just keep trying it, first of all. Well, I want you to do a couple of things. I don't know if you've tried it since now it's a back and forth. So now you go in, you ask your question, the coach responds, then you respond to the coach, and then the coach responds to you, and then you can go and go, go, go. And a lot of people are finding it super helpful. This new way that we've done it, and we're thinking about upgrading again, yo. But I can't say nothing. I'm getting so excited. Every time I talk about something we have in OBS when we're about to level it up, I'm like, oh God, I'm so excited. But do this for me, Anonymous. If you go in there again, I want you to ask a question and ask coaches. Go in there again, see what you think. If you are still not pleased with the outcome, email me. I will go find your question. I will see what, like we'll figure out, like, what are you kind of looking for? I'll look at your question. I'll say like maybe it wasn't directive enough, or I can see where the coach missed this opportunity. Whatever it is, you let me know. If there's ever anything in OBS that you're like, I tried that and I'm just not happy with it. Email me. That's my damn job. Keep me employed. No BS. I like my job. So if there's ever something that you're not happy with, you don't understand, you wish we would do it differently, or you know, whatever it is, email me. Click the blue question mark, reply to any email that you get, and just put, "Hey, MJ, I will get it and I will answer you myself." Myself. I just hang out all day waiting on y'all. That's what I do. I'm just in there now answering questions about new members. That's what I've been doing all morning. I love it. Yeah, I love it. I love my job. I love helping y'all. Yesterday I had a when you're a new member, I just started doing this. I sent an email out after you've been a member for 2 weeks. And yesterday afternoon, I had some of the best questions. I was just recording videos and sending them off to members because I was like, they had such good questions. And I was like, I have more to say than I can type. So I just was recording. I was just recording stuff and sending it to people, sending them recordings. I love it. Let's see. Yes, Annette, we caught that yesterday. Annette signed up twice. We caught it and we let her know that we had caught it and we gave her money back because she signed up twice because she was so excited. Kathy, go ahead and post whatever it is and I will answer it. I have a topic for you to address. I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's see, Kathy. I'll answer one. Seen several members who are. Oh, okay. I've seen several members who are overwhelmed by monthly content and feel left out if they don't do it. Such a great question. Okay. Here's the thing. No BS is self-paced, which is amazing. You just go through it, the course I'm talking about. Well, all of it is, but the course, but specifically. You don't even have to do the monthly content. We kind of do it for you on the calls. So if you are listening, if you want to do the monthly content, if you're like, "Oh, MJ, I love nighttime eating. I want to work on that." First of all, like for next month, it is going to be very difficult for you to work on nighttime eating if you have not gone through the No BS Weight Loss course. Because we speak a language around here, right? We speak in the four basics around these parts. And so your first priority is always, always the No BS Weight Loss course. And if you're like, "But MJ, I'm a nighttime eater. I gotta work on that." Finish the course and then you can do the nighttime eating because it lives on the website. That's why we never take anything away from y'all because we want you to have it. And it is a lot like the library. I always use No BS like a library example. Corinne says Netflix. I like the library. So you go in the library and you want to study about sharks. A lot, but you want to know about their basic behavior before you move on to hammerheads. So you go into the library and then you go to the shark section, and there is like so many books about sharks, like thousands of books about sharks, like a whole shark section. You just pick the one shark book about general shark knowledge and you check it out and you go read it. Even though you really want to know about hammerheads, but you know you got to get those basics in first about shark behavior and what they like and what they don't like and all that kind of stuff. You don't stand there and say, "Oh my God, there's so many books. I can't read them all. I just won't read any." You just pick your book and you know that when you go back to the library after you finish that book about sharks, that hammerhead book is going to be sitting there and it's going to be waiting on you. It's the same thing at No BS. You're going to go to the No BS library, check out the No BS weight loss course, and you're going to look at it and you're like, "But I really, really, really want to know about nighttime eating." Finish the course, and that will be waiting on you as soon as you're done. Just like that hammerhead book will be waiting for you at the library when you're ready for it. Okay. That's how it works. And just like you saw, you may not have, may have just joined. You already know that this month in No BS, we cleaned out our environment, right? You know that already. I gave you a helpful trick at the beginning. You haven't looked at the content, but you probably got a little bit out of that, what I was saying at the beginning. Okay. And that's how the monthly content works. If you love it and you want to participate in it, go ahead and finish the course. And then it's going to be sitting there. You can check that out of your No BS library after that. Oh, I love that. Darlene said, you're on your own, but never alone. I love that. Veronica says, I do my own pathways and bonus course journey. I check out whatever topic looks good and then I listen to that. That is perfect. That is perfect. All right, let me get to these questions. Let's see. I'm an OG and was curious about what you would recommend to get a reboot. I've lost 50, but have noticed a recent regain. I have been resistant to following my best plan. I feel I have lost steam and I'm tired of feeling like I have worked so hard and not getting the rewards I feel I deserve. Okay. So you haven't been following your plan. So, and you've noticed a little bit of a regain. Take the regain solution, Melissa. It's a really good course. It's an amazing course. Go ahead and take that. That's where I would go. That's where I would start. And then use Ask Coaches. Have a coach go with you. Go in there and say, here's my stats. Here's how often I'm following a plan. Let a coach work with you. And again, if you really want to like dive in, you got private coaching if you want it. But it is, I would start with the regain solution. If private coaching isn't for you right now, use Ask Coaches. Like it's your job over there. The regain solution is available to you after your first 30 days of membership because we want you focused on the No BS weight loss course. And then you unlock all of your bonus courses and stuff after your first month in the No BS. Will the last hour of the workshop be targeted for potential new members, or is the entire workshop time for existing members planning my Sunday? So we did sell the membership is being sold externally, but you get your first month of membership included. So everybody on the call will actually be a member. And so we are not going to sell them on the membership because they're already a member. So it will be the full time will just be the nighttime eating content. Good question. I'm very focused on resisting urges. I've had a regain over the past year of about 12 pounds. I was in Wonderland and now I'm at 209.8. Sometimes I recognize an urge and I'm able to remember my whys and resist. Other times I struggle to gain traction and I feel like I miss the moment to say no. Is there a way to slow down or shift from fuck this to my whys matter? I'm tracking and celebrating my wins. I want to change the direction on the scale. So, first of all, I want you to look at resisting urges. I don't want you to resist them. I want you to normalize them and let them be there. There's nothing wrong with an urge. I talked about yesterday, I did a Facebook Live about I was having an urge to keep eating when I was full. And I had overeaten my lunch. I was like picking up more bites on the way to the kitchen. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with you, MJ? And I was like, of course, I had been wanting a hot dog for a couple of weeks. I finally did plan a hot dog. I enjoyed the shit out of it. Let me tell you, greatest thing ever. I love a hot dog. Not usually, but I had been craving one. And so when I was wanting to eat that bite, keep eating it because that was the last hot dog. So that was the leftover hot dog. So I don't know. I'm gonna plan a hot dog again, but you know, not right off, you know. And so I did not. I mean, I did have a little come to Jesus with myself, but I also had to say, of course, you want to keep eating this. You have been wanting a hot dog for a long time, and now you're going to throw away some bites. So, of course, you keep telling yourself you're going to waste it. You've got to normalize it. Because when we say you can't have that, you better not eat that. If you do, you're never going to get this weight off. That does not sound very loving. You want to say, I hear you that you want that. It's normal that you want it. It's okay to want something and wait a little bit. That's the difference in how you resist an urge, white knuckle through an urge, and just allow it to be there. It's like a little gnat. You know, sometimes it's a loud gnat. It's like a South Carolina mosquito sometimes, it sounds like, in there. But it's like, I hear you. I see you. It's okay. Girl, ain't nothing going wrong. You can have it when you're hungry. Like those kind of thoughts. That's the conversation. I know you want it right now. Of course you do, because you're stressed, right? Or it tastes so good, or whatever it is. And then also, don't forget, your whys are not to make the urge go away. Whys turn the temperature down. It can turn the temperature down on an urge. But you want a pocket full of whys, right? You want a pocket full of whys. Because in September, the why of wanting to look good in a bathing suit, you got till next, you know, June or July. You got plenty of time. That why is not very compelling. It's just not. But, you know, you have other whys in your pocket that would be compelling at that time. So come up with a bunch of whys, put a bunch of whys in your pocket, and then let the urge be there. Just sit with it. Be like, I see you. Come on, let's go. Instead of trying to fight against it. Because it is normal to have urges. We all have urges. We have urges for food. You know, we have urges to avoid work. We have urges to like punch the person in front of us at the Publix. I've got urges all the time to leave my husband. He's gone now, so I can say that out loud. I got urges all the time just to smack him upside the head. I don't. But they're just part of our life. And we are able to, you know, have a good conversation and kind of get away from them a little bit in other areas. Food does feel very urgent, though. I get it. Let's see. Michelle said, I got two Michelles. I got lots of Michelles in here. What's the best way to explore and write out the details of the life we want to enjoy that correspond with our goal weight? Just start dreaming. And give yourself categories. What kind of clothes would you have on? Like, what do you want your style to look like? What kind of trips would you be going on? What kind of activity would you be doing that might be difficult for you now? You can go on Pinterest and get like some like clothing ideas. What does your hair look like? What do you do on a Friday night or a Saturday morning that you don't do now? What do you see people doing that you would like to enjoy, but you're just not right now? Just start asking yourself those kind of questions and just see what comes up. But I do love the idea of a Pinterest board, because I think that's good. You have something to go look back at. I have been screwing around with the same 4 pounds each week. I think it's inflammation, water retention. My fingers feel stiff when I move them. That's a good indicator. I'm working with a doctor, but damn, it sucks. I gain lose the same 4 pounds each week. I have not changed what or how I'm eating. I know it's not fat, but it's a struggle. Do you have any suggestions on how to handle this disappointment? I do. Girl, I do. Because, you know, I've had my shoulder surgery, so my weight has been up. It is finally, I had my surgery about 5 weeks ago now. 4 weeks ago now. And the scale is just now starting to come down, just a hair. It's acting like it wants to go in the right direction. And I was disappointed, but I just kept reminding myself, my body is trying to take care of itself. And for you, it's like, I know based on my fingers, based on the way I am feeling, My body is handling something for me right now. I'm gonna let it handle its business. But here's what I also know. You can feel disappointed and still do things that will get you to your goal. Right? I know that saying fuck it, which you're not saying you're gonna do. I'm just saying. I know that saying fuck it and the scale's not moving, may as well eat. I know that will not 110% bet it on my life, not give you the weight loss that you want. I know that. I know, though, that staying the course, working with your doctor to figure out why you're inflamed, why are you retaining fluid, at some point when you get that under control, will lead to weight loss. And be like, it's okay to be disappointed, even if you know why. Like, I know my shoulders fucked up. Didn't change that I would get disappointed when I got on the scale. And expecting my disappointment not to be there was even adding more on top of it. Yeah, I was disappointed. I've been disappointed. I get on the scale. It's not going down. I'm disappointed, but I know why, or I'm working on the why. I'm working with my doctor to figure this out, and I know we're going to figure it out. It's just going to take me a little bit of time, but I'm going to stay the course until we figure it out. And then also, it's a great time. Like, if you know you're doing all the things and you know that it's fluid, and you're kind of messing around in those 4 pounds, go back and do 1 week on the clock method. I always go back to that. Like when I'm stuck or I'm stalled and I think I know the reason, I still double down on my doable hunger. I did it for a week. I did the halftime method for a week while my scale was up with my shoulder because I knew I was like, it's such a great time for me to go back. Check in, make sure that I am still dialed into doable hunger. Because when you've been like at a range for a long time, it's easy to let a few more bites come in. And when you're kind of in maintenance, it's not as big a deal every once in a while having bites in there. So I did it for a whole week. I felt so amazing. And come to find out, I think I was overshooting my enough a little bit. And I was like, this is so amazing to figure out. So give yourself things to work on in the interim while you get your health, up to snuff with your doctor. Let's see. I have been a member since December of 2022. I feel what I need to continue. Then to get to maintenance is my relationship with food. Does this make sense? Yes. I have been dieting since 14 years old, and I'm fixing to be 57 years young next month. Happy almost birthday. I have two May babies, May 3rd, May 8th. So May is a good month to be born then. So when you say relationship with food, I am guessing, I mean, that covers a lot, right? So it's like, it could be a couple of things. It could be like because you mentioned diet mentality and stuff. You've been dieting since you were 14. So it's probably like thinking about things you should or shouldn't have. Thinking about things you can't or can't have, or thinking like in the past, I've lost weight eating this, and now I need to eat that now to lose weight. Or there's a lot of like, when you're talking about your relationship with food, there's like a lot of like punishment that comes along if you've been a longtime dieter. So let me know, come back in, Stephanie, and let me know exactly what you're talking about. Somebody did ask for the on the clock method. So on the clock method is you're like, huh, I think I'm hungry. You have a thought. I think I'm hungry. You drink, depending on where you are in your journey, 8 to 16 ounces of water. You just guzzle it. And then you are on the clock officially, on the clock. And you set a timer for like 15, 20 minutes. When the timer goes off, you make the decision. Am I really hungry or did I want some water? I might just have been thirsty, or it could have just been an urge. And now you've given yourself 15 or 20 minutes past the urge, and you're like, huh, I don't really want that anymore. Or you might find that you're hungry. If you're hungry, you eat. Well, damn, I was hungry. Well, shit. Turns out I was hungry. It does a couple of things. Helps you dial into your hunger. It also helps you get your water in, number two. And number three, it helps you learn. I think it helped me learn that hunger is not necessarily emergency. Sometimes it does ebb and flow. Because for a lot of us who have dieted and starved ourselves, we really have like the five alarm fire. Hunger is an emergency kind of a feeling, like that panicked feeling. But when you're on the clock, you've had some water, you start to learn that, huh, I can wait a little bit to eat. And I like that. Like, I don't think we really talk about that like as an added like bonus for it. But I think for me, that was another added bonus for me. Let's see. I feel like I have extreme FOMO and I want to do it all. I know I shouldn't, one thing at a time. What are some phrases I can tell myself in the moment when I feel like I need to do it all? When you do it all, what are you really missing out on? I love to flip that around. I love to flip FOMO around on its head. So if you do all the things, what are you really missing out on? Because you can't do all the things. There's not enough time on your calendar, right? So when you say no to something, you are really saying yes to something else. Vice versa. If you say yes to something, you are saying no to something else. And I do think, like, a lot of people, like, don't want to feel, I do, like, a lot of these feelings are so normal. And I think a lot of times we don't want to feel FOMO at all. So, like, for instance, I'm going to Clemson. I hate Clemson. I'm going next weekend for my daughter's birthday. She's going to be 21 years old. She's invited me to come to her 21st birthday. The next day in Tampa, Florida, my son-in-law has got family day in Tampa, Florida. I want to be in both places. Somehow, Star Trek, I cannot get Scotty to beam me up or down to Tampa. Can't happen. I had already committed to my daughter. I am going to be missing out on my son-in-law's family day for the Marines. And I'm going to be disappointed, and I'm going to be sad, and I'm going to think about it on Saturday, and I'm going to wish I was there. But I'm also not willing to say no to my daughter, who is turning 21. So when I said yes to her, that meant by default, I was saying no to him. And if I had said yes to him, I would have been by default saying no to my daughter who's turning 21. That was something I was unwilling to do. So then I was willing to say no to my son-in-law. And I am disappointed. And I am going to miss out. And it is going to be a blast and a lot of fun. And they will be having fun without me. And it will make me sad just a little bit. But I love my decision. So I'm willing to deal with that feeling of I've missed out because I do like my reason for choosing what I chose. The other thing you can do too is just make a calendar. Put everything on that calendar. Because for a lot of us, we are worried that we're missing out on something. But when we actually look at things, we look at our calendar and how many hours we have in a day, plus all of the things that we have to get done, like work and different things. It makes it easier to say no to stuff because there's like, oh, I mean, I got to prioritize because there's just not enough time. So that's another way that you can do it. And then really ask yourself, like, what am I really missing out on? Like, if you think, like, really ask yourself, what am I afraid I'm going to miss? Because I think a lot of times too, like, we just throw FOMO around like it's like, whatever. And you're like, oh, it would be hot and sticky, like a cookout. It's going to be hot and sticky anyway. And the mosquitoes are coming back out. I'm not really, I mean, I might miss out on some conversations, but I'm not really missing out on a ton. So get real clear about what you think you're missing out on. Let's see. Yeah, there's no BS helicopter I can take to get me to Tampa. There's just not. I wish there were. Corinne, if you hear this, get us a helicopter. I've been identifying my eating as physical, emotional, mindless, and habitual. Identifying mindless and habitual has worked, but I'm struggling between physical and emotional. It's a stressful time of the year, and I'm having a hard time feeling the difference. I love, then do the on the clock. That's going to answer your question. That's going to answer your question. But I will say this, physical hunger typically starts in your stomach. It feels empty. You may notice a growl, all of that sort of stuff. Emotional eating starts here. I can't handle this. This is too much. I need a break, whatever it is, because you're in a stressful time of year. And it starts from here, a thought. So you could ask yourself, what am I thinking right now? Do the on the clock method. Also, look at the last time you ate. If you ate an hour and a half ago, it's probably emotional. If you start to think that you're hungry again, it's probably emotional. So that's the one good time to look at the clock for when you last ate to help you identify the difference between the two. But are you physically having symptoms of hunger? Like the empty, how does your stomach feel? Does it feel empty? Has it been a few hours since you ate? It might be physical. If not, it's probably emotional because it's really easy to weed out if it's physical. It's a lot easier to weed out if it's physical. So start there. Go through that little checklist I just gave you. Do the on the clock. And then it'll help you identify more if it's emotional or physical. I've had trouble not cleaning my plate, even if I'm full. So I've started putting less on my plate, but then I still end up eating more later. What is the best way to overcome the programming in my mind about throwing food away? You can do a couple of things. So we do have folks who do the Ziploc bag. So you don't throw the food away. You just, every time that you're done eating, you put it in a Ziploc bag and then you put it in the freezer. And then at the end of the week, you can see how much food you've left behind, which a lot of people who feel like they can't waste food enjoy that because even though they're not going to eat it, they still are not like quite throwing it away yet, right? So that like bridges the gap for them a little bit. When you eat off of a smaller plate, just let your plate be so much smaller that you can finish it. You can try to do that. And then the other thing is, it is so the reason you want to leave bites behind is because a lot of times you'll find yourself at places, especially if you go out to eat, you know, they're going to give you a big portion of whatever whenever you go out to eat. And so if you can get used to leaving a bite of food, at home, it makes it easier whenever you go out to eat. So I would just leave one bite and it's going to feel uncomfortable. Cheryl, if you are not used to throwing away food, like it's like this one bite would not have made a difference. I could not have made a meal out of this one bite. I just want to see how hard it is to throw away one bite. Nobody is going to be bettered if I eat this bite. Me eating this bite is not going to save anybody from starvation. It is not going to make the world a better place. The only thing it's going to do is stop me from losing weight this week. Do I want to throw away this bite or do I want weight loss this week? Start asking yourself those questions. Or you can, like I said, put it in the Ziploc bag. We used to do that a lot. Oh, I'm so glad Kathy did the math. Yep, do the math. Three bites, 3 meals a day, 30 days, 270 bites. Thank you for mapping. Did you use your 10 key for that, Kathy? You know, that was always the joke. Oh, she did it all in her head. Didn't even have to pull out the 10 key. Every time I see some progress on the scale, I feel like I'm mentally relaxed and begin to let in a few more bites or some of this won't hurt mentality. In my eating, do you have some suggestions to keep up with my enough awareness when this starts to happen? It's keeping me in maintenance. So it's keeping you stalled because I'm assuming you're not in maintenance because you're wanting to still lose weight. So you're kind of stalled right now. But it's a stall and you know the reason why, which is amazing. The first thing really is awareness. So I want you to do this. Tatiana, I love that name. So you're going to get on the scale. And you're going to lose a little bit of weight. Immediately, this is what I want you to think. I know my pattern. I know my pattern. I know my pattern. I know I'm going to let some bites in this week because that is what I have been doing. So you want to come up with a plan for that because you know what your pattern is. You see weight loss on the scale, you let in some more bites because this won't hurt. But first of all, is that true? It will. It actually will hurt. I keep telling myself this won't hurt, but it actually does because my goal is weight loss. And every week I'm going down and then back up and then down and then back up. So actually it does hurt. So that's some bullshit lie I'm telling myself. It does hurt. It hurts my goals. It hurts my momentum. It hurts me keeping promises to myself. It's hurting me a lot. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to hurt myself with this. So that's one way that you can do it. The other thing you can do is when the scale goes down, you know this happens. I am just telling you, have a plan to do the halftime method for the next week. Break out of that cycle. Halftime method, you eat half of your food, whether you just serve half or, you know, actually finish half. I do the halftime method. I serve myself half. Serve yourself half, wait 10 minutes. If you are still hungry, go back and get half of the half that is left. Be like, I know what I do. I'm on to you, Tatiana. I know your pattern. This week, I got a plan for you. I know those little sneaky bites come in, so I'm just going to go all in on it this week. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to figure this shit out. You come up with that plan and you go ahead and do that. Because it's so amazing. You already know your pattern. You already know what it is. You just need a plan for when it happens. I have a big trip to Hawaii coming up in August. Oh, yeah. I want to go to Hawaii. That's on my bucket list. How do I avoid feeling pressure to lose my weight by then or look a certain way? You're going to weigh what you weigh in August. You just are. You're going to look the way that you look in August. Okay. Set a doable goal. If you want to set a doable goal to be a certain weight, like really look like, because a lot of times we're like, I'm going to go to Hawaii. I have 100 pounds to lose. I think I can do it by August. It's not going to happen. So make sure that whatever you set for yourself, whatever goal that you set on your set for yourself is actually doable. Don't make it some craziness. Because then what will happen is you won't get there. You'll probably beat yourself up. You may decide to do some restriction bullshit along the way. Because here's what's different in OBS. You are creating the food life you want to have, which is going to serve you very well in Hawaii. Coach Dean is from Hawaii, and she goes 2 weeks every couple of years. She loses weight in Hawaii. Why? Because she's developed the habits along the way to eat when she's hungry, to stop when she's had enough. She makes sure she gets her water in. The better question for you, Bailey, is how can I go to Hawaii? This is my goal for Hawaii. I want to be so good on the four basics when I go to Hawaii that I don't feel pressure, that I have much more normal relationship with food, that I have some food freedom while I'm there. And I don't feel like I've got to hoover it all up. That's what I would do. Because you're going to weigh and look like you weigh and look. And you can take all of your thoughts about your body and all of that other stuff to ask coaches. And you can also go to private coaching too, Bailey. I'm not saying, I mean, that's another one. I had a private client one time that was on a TV show. I won't tell you what TV show it was because there's not been that many seasons. But she was going to have to be on a bathing suit, in a bathing suit. And on this TV show, and I had to coach her because she was not at goal weight. So she was going to be on national television in a bathing suit. And so we coached for about 2 months on what she thought about her body, how she felt about being in a bathing suit, her expectations of what she was going to look like on camera, all of that sort of stuff. And I actually saw her not long ago. And she was telling her friend, she was like, she's the only reason I was able to be in that bathing suit, because we coached for 2 months on me wearing a bathing suit, because we do have a lot of ideas about what we think we're going to look like in that bathing suit on the beach. We're gonna like Bo Derek while in Braves, just running down the beach. And it's just, you know, I have melty legs. I have melty legs. They are melty like a candle. And I had to do a lot of work around it. I do a lot of work around it. But I would also pick goals for Hawaii, for a vacation, for whatever it is, around things that like behaviors as well. So that when you get there, it's like, I'm going to go all in on these four basics. I am a student. You could just say, Bailey, I am a student of no BS between now and August. I am a student. I am going to ask the teachers, AKA ask coaches, when I get stuck. If I notice a pattern, I'm going to take it straight to ask coaches. I'm not going to let it get down the rabbit hole. You could, I want you to put James Clear, once is a mistake, twice is the start of a new habit. Double down on those four basics. And then you will lose weight by August. How much? I have no idea. I have no idea what you're going to weigh. I don't know how much weight you're going to lose, but I know you can go all in. We can help you. And I mean, you've still got May, June, July, August. You got 4 months. I mean, you could at least lose 16 pounds, 20 pounds. Probably more than that. You ask coaches like it's your job. No BS. You are getting your PhD in Bailey. And Corinne Crabtree is your professor. Professor Crabtree. Schedule it like you would a class. Make time for it. That's what I did. Y'all think I'm crazy. I scheduled no BS time in my day. I did have podcasts just playing. Honest to gosh, had time set on my calendar. I took the no BS weight loss course like a college course. Because you know what? I was important. I was determined. I was gonna, like Corinne said, I was gonna lose my weight for the last damn time and feel as amazing as she deserved. My family used to make fun of me. They said, if Corinne told you to jump off the roof, would you? I was like, yeah, 100% I would. 100%. If that's what she told me to do, if she told me that will help you lose weight this week, I would have been like, fuck yeah, give me the ladder. I'm headed up. Because I knew Corinne had the answer. And I knew at that time it was only Kathy and Betsy were the coaches and no BS, just the two of them. And I knew that if I used them and I knew if I asked them questions and I knew if I listened to what Corinne said, I was going to lose my weight for the last damn time and feel as amazing as I deserved. And I held on to that promise because she promised me that would happen. If you do what I tell you, that will happen. And I was like, I believe you. I don't believe I can lose this weight, but by God, I believe in Corinne Crabtree. I believe it with all of my heart. Because I could see the evidence. I could see people were losing weight. And I was like, I'm going to be a student and I'm going all in. And that's exactly what I did. And I was like, damn it, I'm going to figure this shit out. And I did. Because I was tired of sitting on the sideline of my life. I was tired of putting sunscreen on my children and putting them in the pool because I was too ashamed to be in a bathing suit. I was tired of it. I was tired of not being able to fit in seats. I was tired of going to cookouts, sitting in a damn folding chair, worried the fuck it was going to break. I was tired of being the purse holder at the amusement park because I could not fit in a ride. I was tired of it. I was tired of it. And I was like, this is the best answer. Corinne is the, I knew she had the answer. I knew I had tried every bullshit, something, restriction, starving. I knew I had tried every bit of it. And I knew I had to do something totally different. I knew I had to. And there I was. And I did it. I did it. And I hadn't looked back. And you can too. Because I just had Kathy and Betsy. Y'all got a way bigger team of coaches. We couldn't have no back and forth and ask coaches. Now you can. Now you can. You can literally have back and forth, back and forth, banging right back and forth to your coach all the time. and ask coaches. Because we have all of that available to you now. We didn't have all of that. Corinne wasn't talking about emotional eating. She's like, just do the four basics. I mean, you know, we figured it out along the way, but like it's so much more tailored to the root cause of why we are all overweight. Corinne wasn't talking about why the four basics were hard. She's told us to do them and we did them. We were happy about it. And then we figured out the rest as we went along. But I knew if I did what she did and she said, nothing was going to stop me. Because Corinne said. And now I say. And Kathy says. And we are here to help you, y'all. Kathy remembers when I was a member. I was in that Facebook group. I was in Ask Coaches. She remembers me. I was everywhere. You're right. I was on calls. I was raising my hand to be coached. I was like, it was $49 at the time. I'm getting my $49 worth. Y'all don't want to leave food on the table, on your plate, but you damn sure will leave help on this here, the Lord's internet. Just leave it on the table. We're all here wanting to help. Heaven forbid you throw away one bite of food, but you will throw away the opportunity to ask a coach a question, to raise your hand and get coached, to sign up for private coaching. Come on, y'all. Don't leave that on the table because that's what's going to help you get to your goal weight. Don't be leaving this help on the table. It's so frustrating to me. I go in to ask coaches and we get like 40, 50 questions a day. Which is amazing. I'm glad that y'all are reaching out for help. I want to hire 10 more coaches because we have so many ass coaches. That would make my day. Because y'all are in there asking your questions, wondering all that, and wanting to figure it out. Help me figure it out. We will. I'll make you a damn video just like I did those members yesterday. I don't give a shit. I'll do whatever it takes. Corinne will do whatever it takes. Kathy will do whatever it takes. All of us will do whatever it takes. Because why? Because that's what they did for us as a member. And now we do it for y'all. Because that's what being an OBS woman is. We lift each other up. We take care of each other. We carry each other when we can't go on. That's what no BS women do. And that's what we are. It's exactly what we are. And that is how we behave. And no BS women ask for help. I had finally decided I can't do this shit by myself. Corinne's willing to hire coaches. I'm going to use them. And I sure did. Use the shit out of them. Sure did. All right. Always get on the soapbox. A couple more questions. I've been a member. Oh, let's see. Oh, Stephanie says after the, she wants to work on her relationship with food. Your assumptions are correct. Thank you very much. I know I'm not quite a mind reader, but I've worked with enough women. I feel like I can get to it. I've lost 102 pounds. Damn, Stephanie. Got back to Wonderland, 3 times over the last few months and can't seem to surpass it. Okay. So I want you to go to Ask Coaches or sign up for private coaching or don't go into Facebook. We've got the Lord's internet here and then we've got the No BS Ask Coaches and then we have Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook. I know when you get on one of these calls on the Lord's internet and No BS, I'm going to see your question. I will answer it. And if you get on the No BS Ask Coaches, they will see it. They will answer it. If you get on the Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg decides what I see and what I don't see. So please do not get on Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook. If you really want to get to the root of your issue, go to Ask Coaches or sign up for private coaching or come on a call because that's where we can, you know, we see that. I can't promise you Mark Zuckerberg's going to show me your Facebook post. Let us know what is happening. You know, like we talked a little bit ago about somebody's getting on a scale, see some movement in the right direction, and then she puts the kibosh on it and then overeats after that. So we can solve for that. So when you say you want the normal relationship with food, what is stopping you? Okay. Go to Ask Coaches and let us know exactly, is it restriction? Is it you know, a list of do's and don'ts for food, and we will work through all of that with you. All right, y'all. I've gone 10 minutes over. Oh, so I said, don't get zucked. That's right. Don't get zucked. Yes, exactly. All right. Sunday, big day here at No BS. Nighttime meeting workshop. If you cannot attend live or you cannot attend the whole thing live, don't fret, my pet. The replays are coming. They're on their way. They're coming. We're just going to break them up to make them more digestible for you. And then we're going to spend next month on nighttime eating. If you're doing the No BS weight loss course, that's totally fine. Nighttime eating is going to be waiting on you once you get finished with the No BS weight loss course. Let's see. Any other questions? Any other questions? Y'all are so very welcome. Listen, go be No BS women. Go ask for help when you need it. Ain't no shame in that game. I'm happy. Come up with a question. We got your answer. We got your answer. All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your day. I will talk to y'all later. Bye, y'all.